And that sound means it is time for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z-Team with Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Thanks, Mike, for that lead-in. I appreciate your help with this, and I'll take over from here because I've got a guest today. This Week in Real Estate, here in our new home on the Eagle, our new nest on the Eagle, as I should say. And we have Alan Moore here. He's a senior vice president over at FNBC Bank. And as you know, I always talk about local banks, local banks. And Alan, you are a local banker.
I am a local banker. I am a native of North Central Arkansas, lived in Northern Arkansas all my life. And so I love North Central Arkansas, and I love helping people buy homes and relocate or move up and find their dream home. And so I love North Central Arkansas. I love helping people.
And I know you've been there for us when we've needed you, so I can speak from experience with that. You've been here for how long?
I've been in banking for 20 years now, and I've been in lending for over 14.
Wow. And you're married?
Married to my wife, Lauren. We've been married for 15 years, and have one daughter, Hannah, who keeps us going.
one is enough right now. Right?
one is, she makes up for that. Yeah, one is plenty.
So you know what it's like to be a first-time home buyer and to be in the market trying to do something, to go from, once you start to have the children, your situation changes dramatically. Now, like I say, you're at FNBC Bank. Are there programs over at FNBC to help the first-time home buyers? Because that's our biggest problem right now.
Sure, we do. We have a program that's unique to us. We call it our FNBC First Chance Mortgage Program. And that program does allow for up to 100% financing for that first-time home buyer. We've got closing cost assistance available, no prepayment penalty, minimum credit score requirements, and so it's a great way to get your first house bought. So we try to promote that program and tell folks about that are looking to buy their first home, because a lot of times you don't have that money saved up, especially in this economy. It's more and more challenging to have a down payment set aside. So we look at this program to try to fill that void.
Yeah, because it's hard with the rents. The rents are so high that it's hard to save money and be able to put that into a down payment.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. So this program and other, even the regular programs, credit scores are obviously a big part of that. And I'm not going to ask you a number because it changes all the time. The underwriters kind of decide what's a good number, what's not a good number. But the importance of people having good credit and the importance of pre-approval letters.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm a big proponent of going and seeing a local banker, whether that's me, whether that's someone else. You need to be able to know what you can afford. Yes. When you walk in. There are a lot of houses that I would really like to be in. And just like all of us, we have big dreams. But sometimes sitting down with that banker and setting those realistic expectations can go a long way. And it's a big value to the real estate agent you're working with. They can know this is what you can realistically afford. And a lot of times you may can afford one thing, but your budget says another. So the value of sitting down with someone face to face, looking them in the eye, and we can have those conversations. What's comfortable for you? What's your budget? Because my budget looks different than yours, Bob. You know, sure. With a kid, I've got expenses that you probably don't.
Right, exactly.
So, but we value that one-on-one sitting down, looking you in the eye, and trying to find the best solution. Because if it's not the first chance, there's the rural development, there's FHA, there's conventional
VA.
Absolutely. There you go. So lots of options out there, and we want to get the best for our buyer.
Because we want those buyers, we don't want them to be house poor at the end of the day. We want them to not have so much money tied up in the house that they can't go out for dinner, that they can't take their daughter to you know, an amusement park or someplace and take a vacation and stuff. It's so important that people not get so stretched out.
Absolutely. It's finding that right fit, and it's unique for each one. And so that's the value of meeting with someone and sitting down with them doing it that way.
Yep. That really can't be overstated. And to stay off the internet, you know, you hear me all the time, local banks, local banks, local banks. And because that's so true. Internet banks, these internet places that you go to, these websites, they have no empathy for you at all. They're just interested. You fill out the numbers and they send it back. And then we've had him get all the way up to like a week before closing and have him say, well, we're not going to do that. You know, whereas the banks, your underwriters, Chris's underwriters, whoever it may be, those that are here, you can go and sit in front of them. And if there's a question, they'll just call you up instead of just ending up in a big pile of papers somewhere on some guy's desk down in Puerto Rico or someplace else where he may be on vacation.
Absolutely. And I don't think you can overstate the value of the local relationships with the real estate agent and the banks, is because when, you know, I say that I'm going to do something, Bob knows that Alan is going to do that, or Bob's going to call Alan and say, sure, hey, what's the deal? You told me this was going to be like this. Where are we at on this? Why is it not? And there's some accountability there that I don't think you get with an online internet representative.
And I think that when we see here that what the banks here give back to the community, as opposed to what the internet banks do, building big football stadiums, I'd much rather have the local banks here giving to the food bank and all of the different charities that we have here and we need here in our community. That's really the true measure of that local bank and the importance of the local bank, as opposed to some conglomerate in out of Indianapolis or wherever they may be from.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. FNBC Bank has a long history with us being headquartered right here in North Central Arkansas out of Ash Flat. We really believe in investing and giving back in our community. And like you said, there's real value in that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little break here, and I'm going to do This Week in Real Estate. We've been doing this for going on 18 years now. It's the longest radio real estate show here in the area. So This Week in Real Estate, there were 52 new listings came on the market, 2 commercial properties, 24 parcels of land, 27 homes came on the market. There were 27 sales, 1 commercial property, 5 parcels of land, 21 homes sold. They range in price from $42,000 to $550,000. The average sale price this week was $202,000 with 91 days on market. 14 properties expired. There were 23 residential price changes, so that's up. Currently, there's 308 homes on the MLS. Those are homes that you can walk in and buy. Year-to-date for 2024, there's been 65 homes have sold for $14 million. The average sale price this year is $225,000 with 102 days on market. For 2023, there had been 71 residential sales. The average sale price last year was $191,000 with 85 days on market. So holding the numbers down as far as the number of, Vic, we can talk about the number of loan applicants. Are you down from last year compared to years before? Are we starting to see that trending down?
Definitely have seen applications weaken a little bit. You know, January is always a tough month, weather that we've had. So, you know, hope springs eternal that this spring will be better. So yeah, we'll see. We have noticed that rates this week have ticked up a little bit. You know, they follow the 10-year treasury yield typically, and that creeped over 4% again. So we're going to keep an eye on that.
So that creeped over 4, so that pushes up into the high 6s.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you can buy some of that high 6 back by points, as they're called, being able to put more money down, you can reduce the interest rate on your loans.
Absolutely.
Good. Alan, tell everybody how to get a hold of you. And
come by and see me at the west end of the bypass, FNBC's bank's newest location, or you can call me 870-508-0241.
Okay. And that's over by New Harps, as we call it. That's kind of my reference point. It's New Harps. It's old New Harps.
That's right.
You want to get on the market, give my honey a call, 870-405-0793, and check out the website, retiredarkansas.net. I want to thank everybody for joining us today here on This Week in Real Estate, and join us every Friday here on our Nest in the Eagle. Mike's going to get back to you in a second, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Bye-bye.